All right, let's learn over here. Mishnah Perek Dal Mishnah Yidalf Sa. Sa Chuma Shnafla Al Pi Megura V'Kiva. Okay, Sa Chuma once up Chuma. A Sa Chuma which fell Al Pi Megura Pel and a Megura V'Kiva and a Megura. What's a Megura? A Megura is a pile V'Kiva. What is V'Kiva? What's over here? Sa Chuma Shnafla Al Pi Megura. What's this word over here? Esem Shalitzim Baras as a Tua. Asam. Osem, Osem. That's the name of the company. Yeah. What does it mean, Osem? This we have to take after. This, even though we don't.
Right.
What is Osem?
I don't know.
You know the name of the company. Yeah. The food company. It's a billion-dollar food company in Eretz Yisrael. They make all the kosher products.
Right.
So what does Osem mean?
It's like Geffen or something here.
What does it mean, Osem? Osem. Barn. That's what it means. It means a barn. That's the name of that company. Awesome. A barn. Sha'egim bayetu, which you go and you collect.
Maybe it means like a warehouse.
A warehouse. A barn. Sha'egim. Or it's oiger. Oiger. Store. Oigrim. It means the store. Hamsters. Oigrim. That's what it says. Sha'egim bayetu. Hamsters.
That. To their own.
Aleph,
why don't you just do Aleph Gimel Resh?
I did. Wait a minute. Aleph Gimel Resh. Oiger. Agar. Oigrim. Hamsters. Hamsters. No, as I state, it's never wrong. It tells you the truth the way what you don't want to hear. Type in my name, it says there. Weiter. Sachu Moshe Nafla Al Pi Megura Es Oisem. Oisem Shoigim Bo Hatua. The Kippa. What does it mean? The Kippa means the Heseba Mashu Mala Al Pi Megura. You skim. Okay, means you skim off the top surface. Okay, so we have here Sachu Moshe Nafla Al Pi Megura. You skim it off. So what's the shadow of here? Blizzard Yesh Bekib Mea Sa. If you haven't the Kib Mea Sa. If Yeshu Kibbe Meyasah, in the Masha Heser Yesh Meyasah Chulifuin, what this the portion that you have removed? You have 100 Sof Chulin, Tala Biachdomea, Mispateles, Hatruma Biachdomea, so the two was Balachamea of Aval, in the Kibbe Meyasah, in Hatruam Shabim Bugumura, the salt of the saw, in Aval, in the Kibbe, if the skimming of you don't have 100 saw, in Hatrua Shabim Bugura, Misayas levatol that will not assist in being levatol it. V'yafal pi yishladash b'liyaz b'mishna akademes hatachtoina. Even though we learn a b'kuna b'liyaz b'mishna akademes hatachtoina is the bottom one's ma'alos es hoyshainos. Shain hadin kam yishum shekipa kolaymar sheiv loykipa. If you did not keep a hoysa omdam hatzur shalomata mitzalefes levatolos hasos hachumla. Aval hoil v'kipa eina b'teil elim can yesh b'kipa b'van me'asa k'dei levadla. Know what that means? Not really. Let's see what it says over here. Maybe this part of clarification. Over here it says it's in this Mishnah. Sachu mosh nafla pi megura v'kipa u'kifa'ah. Okay, he has a different word. Here he says over here v'kipa. Here he says that it means over here it says sachu mosh nafla pi megura u'kifa'ah. Is that the same thing? I don't remember. V'kifa. Ukifa'ah. That is a mem yeshbik bakafui. Meya saw. Talibachal meya. The shremer lo salo sochum. Now, what do we move here? Look at the picture. The picture over here is 83. 82, 83. Okay? Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
83. Sochum mishnafla piyamagur bakifa.
That's
the last one,
huh?
That was the last mishnah. Sochum. Here we go. 100 sochulin. Okay, 100 sochulin, sochuma. Good. Shenafla has sochum lusechamea, kvar nispatla, ladash, and lazur, so it's already bottled. Afal pisha hesir, es hachuma, impachos mimea chulin, nispatla hachum bechulin. Af masha kofa mutu lazodim. If I slice it off. So when I slice it off, notice there's the chuma.
You have the stuff on top here.
Right. And then what's in the top of the top is what? What is it? It's chuma. The stuff on the top is chuma, the stuff on the bottom, the stuff is chulin. Now I go and I slice it off. Since when this thing falls on the very top, it's bottle. Since we have 100 times chum keneged, it's bottle. It's bottle ad kedei kach, even if I go and I slice off the top, and it's for sure that on the top is going to be a mixture of chulin and tumor, it's still going to be bottle.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So nachmol. So I will hear nachmol from Mishnah. Mishnah here says, a megura is oitzer, a storage house, an oitzer.
Why are you reading this for?
Yeah, we're only fine. So sachuma, shnafla pi megura v'kafa, a sachuma. That's this. Shanafla pi magura fell on top of a pile. Ukifa'a, I skim it off. Rebbe Eliezer, I marry im yesh ba kafui meyasa. If there is the kafui meyasa, the kafui means over here the entire mixture, it says. Isn't that what it says? I thought kafui means the part that you skim off. It doesn't say that. It says over here.
He's saying kafui.
So it says over here, Miesh, Miesh, Ba Kafui, Meyasa. The way he translates this is, Miesh,
Ba Kafui, Meyasa. Maybe that's why there's a Chaf here.
Chaf, so it's a Chaf. The Gir Sarav, Le Yasin, Meyasa, Ah, in a Chanami. You're a genius.
Thank you.
You're a genius. You picked up on a very good point. The Girsas, Harav, Le Garsin, Meyasa, Mu, Imgam, Oisa, Girsa, Yesh, the Sak, and Apia, Perish, Harav.
We're eating it.
Editorial gloss.
Which words are we eating?
V'gam. Im yesh ba kofui. We're eating in the words v'gam mashe tachtov. Three words. We're adding three words into the text. V'gam mashe tachtov meyasa. If there's going to be in the kofui, and the gamma shetachtav, the entire mixture, the entire pile is going to be 100. So the male of the 100 is going to be mevatel the truma. Then it's going to be mutter. Such a mishavu mizalpi megur v'kul kafur b'loz amer im yesh ba kafui meyasa. We have the kafui meyasa. We have, which means everything together. We have over here on the bottom and the top we have meyasa. Then tala be'echad umeya. Then it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yeshua says, Leisal, it's going to be us. It's nothing, but he disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Okay, is that good? Next, Satshuma Shnafla Pi Megura Yikap Eno. A Satshuma Shnafla Pi Megura Yikap Eno. You should cut it off, like we said. Vim Kain Lama Amu Tuma Ulab Yechonomea. B'she'eni Yodua. Here's a regular case. Regular case is a Satshuma. Let's see what it says. We want to see the Kahati. So the Kahati over here says, Satshuma Shnafla Pi Megura Yikapena Kolaymar Yasir Es Mashalamala. Atshe Yeda Shehoitzi Bechazar Es Kolatshuma Shnafla Alpia Vyashar HaKol Chulin. Very simple. If you have a Satshuma, and on the very top is Chuma, so just skim off the Chuma, slice off the Chuma. The Imkenim Yeshda Kornel Hatir Sataru Vesayde Kifu, if the way you're going to.
We should do that in the previous case. We could have done that in the previous case.
That's just coming to clarify. That's exactly what is the Mishnah now is coming to clarify. Why in the previous part did we say Neyasa? Tal Bechadameya. Why do you have to come on to this?
Right.
So he's coming to explain. Such Ushalopi Magurum Yikapena. Vim Kain, if I told you in the Sefer, the solution is Yikapena, Vim Kain,
Lama, Amru, Chuma,
Ulab Yechonome, what's the purpose? Im Eino Yadua, Im Belulois, Hein Oi, Lainofo. So the answer is Eino Chinami. We're going in a unique case. Vim Kain, Im Yeshta Kon Lhatias, Atarubis, Aidekipo, Lama, Amru, Chuma, Ulab Yechonome. We don't know. In the same, if it remains on top, or got absorbed in the pile. Megur means the pile. If it's not known, if it got absorbed, it was thoroughly distributed. Into the pile, or la ayin afla, or she'eli yedua mitchila lehecho nafla. You don't know where it fell. Hatshuma shemgoyin zeh, shemgoyin mikodim elu ein makom lekifui. Then there's no purpose in cutting off the top. The alkein amicham shoyla hu biachad me'ena. Was therefore you don't know where it fell. Maybe it fell into the bottom.
Maybe Rich is dealing with. We don't know where it fell.
We don't know where it fell exactly. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. It's Chaz the Mishnah. The entire Mishnah. an entire Mishnah. Shtei kupois, no, here it is, a saw chuma, once of chuma. One measure of chuma, shenafla al pi magura, a saw chuma which fell upon a magura upon a pile. Ukifa'ah. And I sliced off the top. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im yesh ba kafui, if you have in the kafui, together, according to the girsa, together with the rest of the pile, im yesh ba kafui meyasa, then it's going to be bottled, tala bi echad umeyah, it's going to be bottled 1 in 100. Rabbi Yeshua says, lo saleh. Rabbi Yeshua said, it's not going to be bottled.
Why not?
Because you, it's ridiculous. If it's on the very, very top, and you take off the very, very top, it's a 99% chance that what you're eating is truma. If it pours in the very, very top.
So
therefore, you can't go say...
See, but that's associated to what we said on the bottom.
Also, it's coming to explain. Let's see. But that's a chiddush.
That's associated.
That's associated.
That's associated.
Exactly.
No, because we said if it's clear that it's from the top,
yeah,
then we said that you can do kipui, whatever.
Right, right. So, obviously in the case where it's not clear. So obviously that's what the Mishnah coming to clarify. The Mishnah of the bottom, let's read the Mishnah. So what then would the meaning of the Mishnah when it says
but he said, she was saying it's not talking
Nechnami.
About
no, he's saying it doesn't work. If it fell on the top you cannot assume, you have no right to assume that you don't say bittel. The bottom ones are not mevatel the top. According to the Tanakhama, the lower portion hatachtoinois, ma'alois es holyoinois. The low portion.
Every kipoy meyer saw. Talachem umeyer.
Rabbi Eliezer
l'tamei. This is not a good picture.
This is a good picture. I don't know what the problem is. Sachuma, here's a sachuma. Okay, it's dark, right?
Yeah.
You see, it's dark. Shenaf al pi magura, falls in the very, very top. Ukifah. And I sliced off. What did I slice off? I sliced off a portion. The portion I sliced off likely has the chum portion and the chulum portion. Right? So can I eat this? If the entire mixture, there is 100 times chulum kneged, the one saw.
Yeah.
If we have 100 times more chulum, then talib echorumea, then it works. It's mutter.
But how come you just slice off the top?
You did slice off, because you don't know where the top ends.
It got mixed up, you mean?
Yeah. It's mixed up, yeah.
It's mixed up.
The farish b'yusham, d'yachi kamar, yesh b'kafoy im ma shetachtav echod me'atale, it's automatically bottled. No matter, even if it goes, I don't think it's that, even if it's a small amount. According to Rebbe Eliezer, even if you go and you slice off a very, very small amount, I don't think it's dafka. You have to slice off.
He's slicing it off because he wants to take the bad part off.
No, he wants to eat this. Look what it says over here. It says over here, af masha kafa mutu lazarin. The entire thing is mutu for Yisrael.
Wow.
When this falls onto this,
okay.
there is 100 times more chulin.
Okay.
100 times more chulin than there is,
yep,
than there is truma. 100 times from Mela, the chulin is going to be mevatel the truma.
Yes, but kipoy is the top part, right?
The top part that you slice off. Im yesh b'kipoy meyasa, which means together. Is meyasa.
Right.
It's instantly bottled. It's instantly bottled. Rabbi Yeshua Mishur says, Loi Sala, it's never bottled.
Why not?
Loi Sala. Because he holds the Tamei that the bottom portion is not mevatel the top. The Tachtoina is not mevatel the Elyoina. Rabbi Yeshua's Tamei, Diyama Le'el She'ein HaTachtoinois Messiahis Levatel. The lower portion is not mevatel.
Very, what do you call it? Stringent. Go ahead.
Now we are reviewing the halacha once again. Asat chuma shenafla pimagur. Reviewing the halacha all over again.
Good.
Ideally, yikap ena. Ideally, all you got to do is just
chop it off,
chop it off, and eat that part as true. Everything else is chulin. So that's a stira. Didn't we just say one moment ago that if a sofchu falls in the very, very top, automatically, just it's automatically everything is mutter? In Kelam Amr, why do we say the name of the Mishnah Shumer Oil Bechadomeya? The answer is the Vareish of the Mishnah that says that Spot is going Mishani Yadua in Bibelulos Hain is going in a case where you do not know for sure if the truma is on the very, very top, or maybe the truma got all mixed up already. Maybe it's palulos. Maybe when these little kernels fell, it fell all over the place. Or maybe you don't know where it fell. Or la'ayinafla, you don't know where. Maybe it did not fall on the top, maybe it fell on the side. Maybe it fell over here, over here, over here, over here, over here, over here. You don't know where it fell. So in a situation where you do not know exactly where it fell, that is where we apply the principle. When you don't know exactly where it fell, that is where we apply the principle of we need bittul. We need bittul. But if you do know exactly where it fell, then it's going to be mutter. But if you know exactly where it fell, then it's going to be mutter. Oh, look at this. Look at this. I'm sure. No, you see, you have to look at the parish. Question: there's a question to be sure hold that it's not oila, it's not bottle,
right.
It's not bottle. So then, when do you ever have a situation? So whenever do we have a halacha in the world where truma is bottle 100, you know where it fell. Rabbi Yeshua says loy sala, slice off the top. The bottom is not mevatel the top. So when then do we have hechatimsa where the top, where there's a din bittel of echad u'meya? It's simple in the case where it's belulos, when it gets all mixed up, or you don't know where it fell. So in that situation, even Rabbi Yeshua will admit that there's something called a bittel. Got the Mishnah?
Yep.
Sure?
Are we sure?
Mishnah Yud Beis.
Stay coupes.
So stay migros. Two boxes. Okay, you have two boxes.
Two boxes, two warehouses.
Stay coupes or stay migros. It's two different cases. Or it's one or the other. Here it's giving stay coupes or stay migros. Shnafla sachuma lusirachs meyami any dual ezem nafla. Sachuma falls. Nafla the any dual, you don't know. Did it fall into here? Did it fall into there? You know where it fell.
Maybe it fell into both.
Maybe. So what is halacha?
That's what he's showing you over here in this picture.
You don't know. So nafla the ein yadua le'eza, you do not know. So what's the halacha? Malois zo ezo, which means if you have a combination of 100, 50 plus 50 is 100, together they're going to mevatel one sa. Malois zo ezo. Rabbi Shimon and Shimon Zafil Rimeshte Ayaros. Even if they're shtei yaros, what's shtei yaros? Ayaros malo zo ezo. What's an ayar? Afilu b'shtei is cities, right? What's ayaros? Ayaros is cities. Bal kaf nachas perish kupois gedolos. No, ayaros means kupois gedolos harbe asuyus l'mida. Fivihi mila arabis is an Arab word. Al perish shavu niru kipshudosh loshen ir l'fi shen ruchokos in sarab. It means cities. Does it mean the word ayaros? Does it mean a city, or does it mean a very, very large container? Okay, shtei kupos b'chol echas chamish m'sa in yedu leizavim nafal shtei masuras m'safek mesaya zo ezov levatel ve'ein imrotzal lahalis sa mizu male. Even if these two kupas are two different houses, one house is in New York and one is in Los Angeles. One is in Tel Aviv, one is in Moscow. One is in Kiev and one is in Milan. We combine the two together. The malazu means each one we combine together in order to mevatel and battle it. If each one by itself is not sufficient, 50-50, but together it's 100. Even if these two boxes are located in two different cities, they do not have to be in the same location. It's also going to be enough to malo zo zo. Good.
Well, how can it be two separate places if you don't know which one it fell into?
It fell and it was transported. You have a truck driver. Well, all the truck drivers that are being replaced by computers, they're going to be driverless
trucks. Yeah.
Trucks. Yeah, that's the main thing. Driverless trucks. They're going to be driving on the highways, no drivers anymore. They're going to be.
How do they deliver the thing?
The delivery will be done by the people who. The main cost of truck is not the driving. It's not the delivery. It'll come to the warehouse. It'll park itself, and all the workers that will take off the merchandise from the trucks.
What stops them from taking off the whole unloading the whole, if there's more than one delivery on the truck?
What do you mean? The trucking industry is a massive billion-dollar industry. They're trucking all over the country.
Sometimes it's not just one stop you have on the truck.
So fine, the computer knows exactly what to do. You have one guy who will manage all the trucks instead of having 100 drivers managing the trucks, paying benefits and life insurance.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Okay.
Truckers, most accidents happen because truckers who fall asleep on the job. So if computers, there's no more problem.
No more people awake or falling asleep.
But then what are the people going to do with their lives? Are they going to go to Kailo?
Uber.
What?
Uber.
What are they going to do with their lives? If everyone's going to be replaced
Uber.
By a computer, what are people going to do? They're not going to learn. They're going to sit and watch television the whole day. They go out of their mind. There's nothing good on.
They'll go fishing.
Boring. So they have a problem. What are people going to do?
Okay.
What are people going to do?
It's going to happen in your lifetime? So what do you worry about?
You got it. You said words of wisdom, pearls of wisdom. Pearls of wisdom have come forth from your mouth. Teshemapik Malgolios.
Shtei kubos,
two boxes. Two boxes. When I see a box, you don't know which one of them. Malazozo. Even if the two boxes are two different locations, one box location, one location, maybe also Malazozo. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Maisa, Balafane, Rabbi Akiva, Bechamishim Aguros. There were 50 agudos. Here, agudos.
Bundles.
50 agudos shel yorok shenafla achas mehem l'soichon, and one of them shenafla achas mehem l'soichon. Ches yechuma v'ches yechuma.
Yes.
You see this? Ches. You see there are four. One, two, three, four. Two of them are dark. Two of them are white. And here was chuma. V'amariti l'fon of tala, and I said tala lo yishat chuma tala b'chamishim v'yechod ela shal yusham me'a u'shnei chatzoyin.
Sounds like.
What does that mean?
Sounds like a lot of calculations.
So we have that tomorrow. So we do this for tomorrow. Yud Gimel.
Coming attractions.
Tomorrow is Yud Gimel.
Clear head.
Okay, wake up tomorrow. You don't have to give me an hour.